AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tropical storm Francine is getting closer to becoming a hurricane. The storm is moving over the very warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The Texas Gulf Coast is getting soaked by Francine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott expects people to lose power. He's watching power supplier CenterPoint.
They better be prepared. This is their time to perform. This is their time to show that they're living up to the promises they have made, and that is that they will be a far more resistant and resilient company as it concerns storms like this.
Francine is expected to reach land tomorrow in Louisiana. The U.S. and Britain are formally accusing Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Iran is helping Russia in Ukraine.
These are close-range ballistic missiles, again, with a range of about 75 miles, so they don't have a huge range. And we fully expect that Putin will use them again, inside Ukraine.
New U.S. sanctions are expected against Russia and Iran. Final preparations are being made in Philadelphia for tonight's presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. The inflation-adjusted median income of households rebounded last year to pre-pandemic levels. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
The figures could become a talking point in the presidential campaign if Vice President Kamala Harris were to point to them as evidence that Americans' financial health has largely recovered after inflation in 2022. Former President Donald Trump might counter that household income grew much faster in his first 3 years in office than in the first 3 years of the Biden-Harris administration, though income fell during his administration after the pandemic struck in 2020.
The Israeli military released video footage of a Gaza tunnel where it says six hostages were recently killed by Hamas. The video shows a low, narrow passageway deep underground. This is AP News. State media reports North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is vowing to redouble efforts to make his nuclear force fully ready for combat with the U.S. and its allies.
This comes after the country disclosed a new platform likely designed to fire more powerful intercontinental ballistic missiles targeting the mainland U.S. Kim has repeatedly made similar pledges, but his latest threat comes as outside experts believe Kim will perform provocative weapons tests ahead of the U.S. presidential election in November. In recent days, North Korea has also resumed launches of trash-carrying balloons towards South Korea. I'm Charles Tillethesma.
Tech entrepreneur and billionaire Jared Isaacman rocketed back into orbit, aiming to perform the first private spacewalk and venture farther than anyone since NASA's Apollo moonshots. Unlike his previous chartered space flights, Isaacman shared the cost with SpaceX this time around. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.